Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Halfway into this transmission, Bob Chapman joining us after the break to break down the economy. Your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231 as well on this Friday, December 4th, 2009 edition. We're continuing exposing the ClimateGate fraud now into week number two. And here's Holdren after he was just exposed as a fraud saying, well, I don't think this uproar brings into question that sea levels are going to rise 13 feet when no one's saying that but him and Schwarzenegger, literally just making this up. And sea levels have actually dropped in San Francisco. Here we go. Here's the rest of it.
Try to take those in the order you asked them. And the very first part of your statement, with respect, I would disagree with you that this current uproar calls into question all of climate science. I do not believe that it remotely.
Well, sir, I didn't say that. I said it ought to be looked at again. And, you know, there's increasing evidence of scientific fascism that's going on. And I think as policymakers who are making decisions about the state of the American economy for the next several generations, that we ought to have accurate science. And it appears there's enough question on whether the science we have is accurate. That's got to be.
Yeah. Back it up a few seconds. That's key. See, this is a private group of banks that are openly, Goldman Sachs and others, financing the carbon taxes, Al Gore and others, where you will pay taxes directly to them, then they give some of it to the UN. And they share it with your local communities. Hence, federalizing, internationalizing, and privatizing. This is piracy. This is a takeover of our entire economy. They say they want to abolish coal-powered fuel. 51% of our power comes from coal. This is a total hijacking by these criminals that want a monopoly. This is a takeover. Go back to it.
Several generations that we ought to have accurate science, and it appears there's enough question on whether the science we have is accurate. That's got to be resolved, and I wish we could have done it in this hearing, but the chairman wouldn't let us. But go ahead.
I very much agree that we need to resolve the current issue. It's important to understand what has really gone on here to get to the bottom of it. As I indicated before, that's been one of the strengths of science over the years, the capacity to get to the bottom of the controversies
again
that emerge.
In this book, Eco-Science, where he says he wants to drug the water supply to sterilize you and set up a planetary regime to carry out forced one-child policies, they're now teaching that in public schools worldwide. Right here in the U.S. it's being taught. We have the U.N. documents where they talk about how they're brainwashing your kids through the Department of Education. In here, he said we were going to have an ice age by 2000. He wrote this in, 1976? Or was it 1974? I've got Eco-Science. 1977. Where's the ice age? You are a scientific fraud by design, and you're not going to investigate your own scientist engaged in fraud for you. You're in the emails, Holdren. You're involved in the fraud, you criminal. Back to him.
I believe we'll get to the bottom of this one. But the key point is, however this particular controversy comes out, the result will not call into question the bulk of our understanding of how the climate works or how humans are affecting it. You mentioned an interview of mine a few years ago.
I can't help it. The UN's own IPCC fairy tale says that the ocean's going to be between 7 inches and 23 inches, but you really read, they say the mean's about 1 foot, 12 inches. Then he says it's settled that man is changing the climate. The UN's own report says man is 3 to 4% of the gases that they claim are heating things up. It's a fraud. One volcano puts out more than man's put out in the last 100 years. He's a complete liar. Let's come back from break, play the last minute of this, and then go to Bob Chapman. But I'm really getting a headache here just looking at this. This is a sinister little eugenicist, little population reducer. This guy makes me sick. Ah! Stay with us. Bob Chapman coming up with the latest with the Federal Reserve being rounded. So much other good news. More on ClimateGate. Your phone calls. We'll be right back on the other side. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. We're also simulcasting via television at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Going to Bob Chapman here in just a moment. You know, when I call Holdren a criminal, he's involved with the criminal emails, helping cover it up, helping persecute scientists that were telling the truth. And he's involved wanting to bring in an economic system that will at least double our energy prices. And that's only one facet of it. And will devastate American families for his own profit and Al Gore's profit. Now, if that isn't criminal, as Lord Monckton has said, they should all be arrested. And Lord Monckton wouldn't come out with that unless we had clear evidence. These people are despicable. Let's finish up with Holdren. Here it is.
In which I talked about the possibility of a sea level rise in this century as much as 13 feet. That was based on scientific peer-reviewed publications that appeared in the early 2000s.
Good pause.
That indicated that over
And all of that data came from these three climate research units that are all together in the emails cooking the books. See, they keep saying, okay, forget ClimateGate, we have peer-reviewed journals that are based on the fraud. See, everything he says is a debunkable lie instantly when you know the facts. Back to Holdren.
Geologic time in periods of natural climate change. There had been episodes in which the rate of sea level rise increased by as much as 2 to 5 meters per century, and that this could not be ruled out at the temperatures for which we were heading in the 21st century as a result of our activity.
You were still 11 now, feet above what the IPCC sir, was recommending. My time is almost up, and I'd just like to say that there's an awful lot of scientific McCarthyism, meaning name-calling, going on. Because I quote from your email of October 13, 2003, saying doing this we'll reveal it soon, and Bala Yunus are essentially amateurs in the interpretation of historical and paleoclimatology records of climate change. You know, you're not dealing with their issue, you're calling them names. And I think we ought to get to the bottom of this without having the name calling. And I wish that that you, as the president's science advisor and a former employee of one of the most distinguished universities in the world, would be able to get beyond the name calling and get to it. My time is up and I yield back.
I would be happy to answer all of the congressman's questions if I'm allowed.
You will be given enough time, but let me turn right now and recognize the gentleman from Washington State.
Yeah, let's not let that information come out. Bob Chapman, I was in Army Intelligence. Bob Chapman had the biggest private newsletter until he retired. He came back. One of the biggest again, the internationalforecaster.com. Bob has been at one time the biggest private silver and gold broker. And we always enjoy having him visit with us at least once a week here on the Friday edition. Bob, before we get into the economy and the manipulation of gold and what's happening with the dollar and the stock market and the economy and the real unemployment numbers and the Federal Reserve being routed and that huge victory that's happening with it passing out of committee, they clearly have the votes to vote for an audit in the House with a supermajority. Before we get into all that, ClimateGate, your take on what we're witnessing, Bob Chapman.
Well, I never thought you'd ask, because I've just done about 30 radio programs on it. And one of the things that I uncovered was that, and I don't know if you mentioned it or not, because I just cut in toward the end, the CRU received $23 million in taxpayers' funds. Did you highlight that?
Yes, we wrote stories about that last week. That's just one funding group going to Professor Phil Jones at East Anglia.
Yeah, Phil is no longer there, as you well know. I guess his comment was, it was so gracious of them to let me go. And I think he's extremely worried about getting criminal charges brought against him. And, of course, the university didn't want to have anything to do with him anymore. The phrase was, I am so grateful to the university for agreeing to this. But anyway, it is everything.
And that's, for those that don't know, Phil Jones is the head kingpin for the UN over all the universities getting this data together. This is the head guy caught with Holdren and everybody else engaged in fraud.
Well, hopefully this will stop cap and trade and knock the Copenhagen meeting on its ear. And I don't know whether that'll happen, because these people are so arrogant. They don't care what happens. They do what they want to do. But I think we got them on the run here, and especially with Congress getting into it quickly the way that they have. It just shows you how criminal these people are. And, you know, so we switch away from academic fraud to financial fraud. And the financial fraud, of course, is going on in Wall Street.
And the same fraudsters from Wall Street are the ones, Kinlay and others, and Madoff, that engineered this and are working with Al Gore and others. Break that down as a segue into the economy.
Well, the whole thing is about taxation, and so is in Copenhagen. And they want to hit them on both of them, taxpayers from Western Europe and the United States, for about 20% increase in their taxation from each. So if you pay in 30% and 5% to the state, and you get 40% on top of that, you're in for 75% plus all the little taxes. So it's pretty devastating, and it's really a tax enslavement.
It is, Bob. So much is going on with this. We'll get back into it later and take some phone calls, but where do you want to start? The good news with open talk by Senator Sanders and others of blocking the confirmation, the reconfirmation of the private Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke. The fact that, as you know, a week and a half ago, it passed out a committee to audit the Fed. It looks like the Senate may try to block it, but still, this is a huge success. Or the lies about unemployment numbers. Where do we begin?
Well, the unemployment numbers are to be expected. And the scenario today, and I don't know if Ted is coming on later, but he would have something strong to say about this, but the unemployment numbers are totally bogus. I'll show you the coincidence of events that happened last Thursday when Dubai was announced And, of course, they picked that day because the American market was closed. And they did that so that the market wouldn't fall 500 points. It only fell 150. And that was managing the Dow Jones Industrial and S&P and NASDAQ indexes, if you may. At the same time, they hit gold for $50. It came back to a minus 12. The following day, it went up, and then Monday the same. And then, of course, they came in today and attacked voraciously. They hit gold for $50 again like they did before. And they're not hitting the physical market. They're hitting it with derivatives. And they did the same thing with silver, but not in as big a way. And they have the dollar up almost a point today on the USDX index. This is all coordinated. The numbers come out. The numbers are phony. The Dubai thing, they knew about that for months. They just picked a date and coordinated all this together. And so what's going to happen? The dollar's going to go back down again because there's too many sellers out there. Gold and silver are going to go back up again, so it gives you a great opportunity to be a buyer when you wouldn't normally have this opportunity. And the stock market's going to start getting weaker again, and they'll paper Dubai over probably over the next several years. It looks to me that they're probably offside over there, somewhere between $80 and $120 billion, which in the circumference of everything is really not a great amount. It might seem that it is, but nowadays when you have the Fed lending out $12.7 trillion, another $100 billion is easy to cover up.
Let me stop you for a moment because you're an expert on this and I'm not. We had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on 2 weeks ago, who, for those who don't know, is a former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of Treasury under Reagan. And he predicted on air that the dollar in the next few weeks would go back up because of this reverse carry trade that they have to cover themselves. And can you explain that to people? And that gold would go down for a while, but then go back up even higher because they can drive stuff down now as part of their manipulation, but they can't hold it down.
That's true. And we brought this out, you and I, in this program a number of times. They affect the market for a day or two or three, and that's it. And it's the same thing with the currency market. Goodness, they trade over $4 trillion a day in the Forex, of which probably $2 to $2.5 trillion is in dollars. And so you try to manipulate that market more than one day, forget it. And it's got to be a coordinated effort where all of the bids on the other currencies in the USDX are hit. And then that's what they're doing. They're not making the dollar go up. They're making the other ones go down. The other ones being the pound, the yen, the Swiss franc, the Canadian dollar, and the British pound, and the Swedish krona. And so they just hit the bids on them. And that was what the $500 billion currency swap was all about 6 or 7 months ago. Because the other five nations that were involved received dollars. And they take those dollars and they go in and buy treasuries with them, U.S. treasuries. At the same time, the foreign currencies that were received by the Federal Reserve, they take those foreign currencies and they go in and sell them, making the foreign currencies go down and making the dollar go up. That's the game they're playing.
And that's what Chapman, you've said in the past, in the last few weeks, that's exactly what Roberts said. What's the time frame then for gold that's down $45 today? It's at 1,162. What's the best guess time frame on when it'll go back up and when the dollar's going to drop? Middle of next week?
Probably. And another thing, too, is for those of you who, and I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible, in the pits of the COMEX, there are the what they call the commercial traders in both silver and gold. And in this case, they're the same players to some extent. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Hong Kong, Shanghai Bank, etc. And in gold, they have a short position net, because they have longs and shorts at the same time, net of 306,000 contracts. And that's the highest it's ever been. A normal contract for the short position for the commercials, as they're called, is 95,000. So it's just about triple. and they were really hung out to dry. And so
explain what that means in layman's terms on the other side as we break down the rigged market with Bob Chapman.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
We don't need no education.
All right, Bob, you were getting into market manipulation and going over how they're triple short what they normally would be for people that aren't involved in the stock market or things they don't understand. Then coming back, I want to get into the good news. The Federal Reserve is in a lot of trouble. National polls show that just 21% favor Ben Bernanke being reappointed as the Fed chairman. So we're going to be talking about that and playing some clips of his grilling yesterday. But Bob Chapman, continue.
Well, when you short something like gold bullion or silver bullion or gold stocks and silver stocks, you bet they're going to go down. And what you have to do eventually is you have to buy back the security that you sold, even though you didn't own it. And in this case, it's gold bullion that we're talking about, and there's a silver bullion market, and I cover that all the time in the International Forecaster. But this is a record short. Now, who's short? The United States government's short. They're the ones who are in there shorting the gold and silver market, and they're shorting the shares as well. And at least with the shares, we get a good idea of the breakdown of who's doing what. On the bullion exchange and the COMEX, you can't tell because they won't tell you. They just give you a total whole figure of what they call commercials. But in the shares, you can tell because they have to state their positions. So we know that J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of New York, Citigroup, Barclays, and on and on. These are the shorts in there. And we know how much they're short, just like we do in the bullion market. And so there's a concentrated effort for the last couple of months to drive down all of those prices. And also they've been in the commodity market as well, trying to hold those prices down. But that's a little bit more difficult to do because they're wider markets. And so that's what our government is doing in the market right now. And at the same time, they're trying to make the dollar go up, as I explained, and how they do that. And they also are trying to keep the stock market from falling.
So they're coming in with mountains. They're coming in with mountains of fiat derivatives, made up money, debt, and they're manipulating the market, trying to drive gold down. Please continue.
And they're not, as Alex said, and as Mr. Roberts said, at best they can keep it going for a day or two, and that's it. The dollar's going to go back down, the market's going to go back down, commodities are going to go back up, and gold and silver is going to go back up. So what do? You take advantage of the fact that the gold shares are down 10%, the coins are probably off 3 or 4 or 5%, and you go in and you buy if you can. You add to your collection if you can. And you take advantage of an abnormal dip. It's my projection that gold will test $1,650 to $1,650 by the 1st of April. And I think that we'll get that high. I think that's where this run is going. And I think that we would have had a normal mini correction anyway. I mean, no markets go. We've had 21 of the 23 up days in gold. Well, you got to have a correction. People take profits. Not everybody is investors. Some of them are traders. So I expected somewhere between 25 and 150 points. And that would take gold back to somewhere in the vicinity of 1,100. Well, they've already done that for us. So what we have done is corrected the technical situation of being overbought. We'll get a little ground floor somewhere in here and to go right back up again.
Let me ask you this, Bob Chapman. Again, your predictions have always been devastatingly accurate here on air, so people are really taking notes. 2 weeks ago, they tried to dump, as you know, billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars of gold in the market, thinking that would drive it down. But instead, the Indians, the Chinese, and others grabbed it all up. Why was that manipulation to drive it down not successful, but this one has been?
I think that what they've done is they've gone and talked to these entities, such as India. Why did you go out and take 200 tons of gold down? And Sri Lanka and Mauritania, whose orders were relatively inconsequential. But I think they really leaned on the Chinese because the Chinese came out and said, well, we hope that this isn't a gold bubble here. Well, you got to be kidding me. The Chinese aren't that stupid. So that means that they were asked to say that to keep the price of gold from running further. And I'm sure the story that was given by Geithner to the Chinese was, look, if it backs off, you can buy it cheaper. We just don't want we want it down for right now. And believe me, this sort of thing goes on. And so the Chinese come out and said something, and that didn't help the market. It backed up. What are the Chinese doing today? They're in there buying.
All right, I want to shift gears out of this area and get into what's happening with the Federal Reserve and unemployment numbers. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The beginning of the end is here. Keep rolling it for everybody out there. You take my life, but I take yours too. You fire musket, but I run you through. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Bob Chapman is our guest. I want to play a few clips here of the grilling of Ben Bernanke and others yesterday as the truth of what these guys have done. These are the same bankers who changed the policies to and when the government wouldn't give them unlimited trillions last October, they went out on the news and said, we're going to have martial law, depression if you don't do this. The market dropped several thousand points. The government panicked, passed it. They stole the money and said, we won't say where it went. Now they want even more money. These are the Madoff, Kinlay type criminals. This is the criminal group. These are the illegitimate people that run our country and run our government and are running it into the ground. And so I want to go ahead and play a short clip with Judge Napolitano yesterday. And there's hours of this where Republicans and Democrats said, we want you gone, Bernanke. But, you know, they're throwing Phil Jones under the bus for climate fraud. He's only the kingpin of the scientists, low level compared to Al Gore and George Soros. They're throwing him under the bus. They're trying to throw Bernanke under the bus. No, it's not going to end there. You can't just give the public a sacrificial hog, okay? We want them all. We're going to talk about that with Bob Chapman here in just a moment. But first, here is Judge Napolitano. Go ahead and play it whenever you guys are. Okay, I thought we had that saved to computer. Well, okay. Man, these computers are just having a meltdown in there lately. Nothing's working. It used to, like, always work, and now it doesn't. I think we have too many videos loaded in on that system. And so we're going to have to go to something else here because this is just not working live on radio. Not working at all. What about the other clip we've got from the hearings? Do you have that from that Asian news channel? Okay, we'll play whatever you can. Here we go.
Term at the helm of the central bank expires next month, faced unusually blunt talk from lawmakers critical of the Fed's actions during the crisis. Senator Jim Bunning is a Republican from Kentucky.
You put the printing presses into overdrive to fund the government spending and hand out cheap money to your masters on Wall Street, which they used to rake in record profits while ordinary Americans and small businesses can't even get loans for their everyday needs.
But in a forceful defense of the Fed's efforts during the crisis, many of them unprecedented, Bernanke said authorities prevented a calamity.
As severe as the effects of the financial crisis have been, however, the outcome could have been markedly worse without the strong actions taken by the Congress, the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and other authorities both here and abroad.
He also said the economy appears to be on the mend.
Today, most indicators suggest that financial markets are stabilizing and that the economy is emerging from the recession. Yet our task is far from complete. Far too many Americans are without jobs, and unemployment could remain high for some time, even if, as we anticipate, moderate economic growth continues.
Despite the tough questioning, a second term for Bernanke does not appear in doubt.
Okay, and then we're going to try this other clip one more time here where there's some other grilling that goes on. Here it is.
Done right. Some members of the Senate Banking Committee. Bernanke wants that second term as head of the Federal Reserve, but Republican Senator Jim Bunning called him, quote, a moral hazard, and then added this.
Where I come from, we punish failure, not reward it. That is certainly the way it was when I played baseball, and it is the way across all America presently. Judging by the current Treasury Secretary, some may think Washington does reward failure, but that should not be the case. I will do everything I can to stop your nomination and drag out this process as long as I can.
Now independent and socialist Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont has threatened to put a hold on Ben Bernanke's nomination. Let's see. A conservative and a socialist agree on at least one thing. No more Bernanke. With me now, no fan of the Fed, Congressman Ron Paul of Texas. Congressman.
Okay, so there's a few minutes of that, and you can just go to YouTube and type in Bernanke grilled, and there's just hundreds of these in the last few months. They've gone from treating him with reverence and shaking when he comes in, oh, Federal Reserve, oh, you are the God of our country, thank you for all you do, now to, hey, you're a bunch of crooks. We know you engineered this. We know you gave the money to yourself. You need to get in trouble. And now, 311 sponsors, it's passed out a committee to audit the Fed, a strong bill to audit the Fed, auditing the Fed, as Bernanke has said, will destroy the Fed, since it's a private holding company for the big central banks. Bob Chapman, for those that may have just joined us, explain to people what the Federal Reserve is, how big this is, that we have 80-plus percent of Americans in some polls wanting to abolish or audit the Fed. We have a new poll out, just 21% from Rasmussen, favor Bernanke's reappointment as Fed chairman. But it's not just Bernanke. It's like shark teeth. You pull out one tooth, another tooth rolls forward. We have to get rid of the shark itself, the private Federal Reserve banking dictatorship, don't we?
We certainly do, and I think we're well on our way to doing that. And, you know, there's about 310 to 311 co-sponsors of the House bill, and it certainly looks like it's going to pass. And after the grilling that went on and the exposure that got right down to the nitty-gritty of what was going on is going to throw this thing forward to be passed, and I think it'll be passed in the Senate. And I think we'll have a hard look at what goes on in the Fed, and the people aren't going to like it because it's been going on for 96 years. And when they look back and see all of these cycles, they were deliberately created. You know, maybe their predecessors at the Treasury Department during the 1870s and 80s and 90s and up until 1905 did a terrible job. Maybe they did. But these guys have done a hell of a lot worse, let me tell you. And so the Federal Reserve is privately owned, as Alex said, and there's 12 banks that own it. And then they have the top shareholders who have held the stock in the Fed since 1913, and they are American and European bankers. And the core, the very heart, the nexus of what goes on within the power behind government emanates from the Fed. This is the handmaiden of control of our entire country, our economy, our foreign policy. They control Congress through campaign contributions from both, you know, both parties are involved. It isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. It's both of them. And I'm glad to see that Bernie was involved. And I like seeing socialists and conservatives together because, like you say, Alex, it throws out the left-right paradigm. Let's do what's good for America, and we'll sort all the other stuff out later. And so that's where we're headed with this thing.
Well, Bob, here's the problem. Like they did last October and like they've done in the last month, the private Fed chairman, the Treasury head, they come out and threaten and say, if you try to audit the Fed, that will cause the economy to implode. If you don't give us more money, the economy will implode. And it's just like one of the professors says in Fall of the Republic, this is like the end of Blazing Saddles where they have the sheriff surrounded, the corrupt sheriff, and he puts a gun to his head and says, stop or I'll shoot. Or this is like suicide by cop. You know, they're saying, you do what we say or we will destroy the economy. But we do what they say and they destroy the economy because they want to consolidate it. I mean, this is not going to be clean. This is going to be messy. But the beginning of the end for these people has begun because now we've gone from 10 years ago, maybe one out of 20 people knowing the Fed was the real government, the shadow government, to now over 80% knowing it's the real government. And so they're not addressing puppet Obama, puppet Bush, puppet McCain, puppet Pelosi. They're addressing the real government. We're having a real dialogue now.
Yeah, we're attacking the real core of what's going on. And all of the peripheral things that you've just mentioned are secondary in importance. And so I am amazed that there's 80% of the people, and you know, it shows up on the other side with the 21% who are back Bernanke. I mean, that's 80% going the other way that don't. And so the public on this issue, from listening to your program and programs like it and on the Internet, they've gotten themselves educated. And very, very quickly, I think over the last 2 years, we've had this buildup of knowledge, which is fantastic. And if we can shut down the Fed and give the job back to the Treasury Department in whatever form they want.
And get rid of private bankers, private Fed representatives in the Treasury.
I was just going to say, we got to stop the revolving door between Wall Street and the Treasury Department. We do those two things, and we resurrect Andrew Jackson, and we get it made.
But this crew is going to stage terror attacks, wars, martial law before they let us do it. But since the people are now awake to all of that, it's only a matter of time before these people fall. I mean, once the that's why they would never say the Federal Reserve was private. That's why we would read official UN documents calling for world government. The media would say we were nuts, it didn't exist, because they could never admit that there was an illegitimate shadow global corporate government, because then people would stop being distracted by the puppets and actually start having a debate about the real power structure. And now that people know there's a global government, now that it's admitted we're going into world government, now more and more whistleblowers are coming out exposing them. I mean, we've got a long, hard road to follow here, but at the end of it, we're going to beat these people.
We are, and we're going to get our country back. And it is going to be nasty, and they do have the ability to take the economy down any time they feel like it. And so if we challenge them and they lose, they are going to take it down, but it's going to go down anyway, and it should have went down in the first place. That's classical economics. We don't stand around and allow the Fed Reserve or the likes of it to do what they've done. We take the economy down. In 1920, 21, we had the same situation, and the president just walked away and said, look, let it take its course, and it did. And we were out of the recession in a year, and it boomed during the 20s, of course, too much, and then, of course, the Fed pulled the plug again. And this is all rigged. It's all contrived to make gazillions of dollars for these people and ensconce them greater power.
But they've clearly overplayed their hand this time, because resistance to them is just mounting.
Well, that's why we got to keep on hammering on. And that's like with you, yourself and myself. We went, you know, hammer and tong after that climate gate. And it was a tremendous issue. I mean, I'm getting on stations I would have never got on before. Fox emailed me and asked me to go on. We had Rush and O'Reilly use tapes of mine from the shows that I've been on the air. I mean, they're trying to capture the flavor of the thing so they can continue to get their ratings, and the ratings aren't there for them. They're falling off in their ratings, and that's why they're doing that. And, Alex, you pointed that out before.
Well, absolutely. The founder of the Tea Parties, the guy that actually started it to be nonpartisan, anti-Federal Reserve, he went on Fox, of all places, and said Glenn Beck and the fake Republicans have hijacked our movement. And so, and then Jesse Ventura's new TV show gets the highest ratings True TV's ever had.
And it should. All Jesse's doing is say, hey, look at this. This is the truth. This is the way it is. And this is all the people want. Tell us the truth and which direction we should go.
Well, folks, there is some positive things happening, but we're not out of the woods yet, as they say. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but we've got miles to go before we sleep. In fact, somebody pull up that poem for me. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. I want to read that poem later. Bob, I want to take some calls. They're all over the map from earlier, but you can comment on any issue. Let's talk to Jake in California. Jake, you're on the air.
Hey, man. I'm enjoying the program this morning. I have. I just wanted to say hi. I got a friend in northern Mississippi that listens to you regularly, Susie Q. So, anyhow, let me just say, first of all, I wanted to make a comment on what you guys just said regarding the economy. But, Alex, I'd like to make a request. Would you please have Dr. Deagle on sometime in the near future to discuss?
You got to make your point, sir. I go ahead and make your point.
Okay, well, the point I wanted to make is I completely disagree with what you guys just said, that we're going to get this country back. Literally, that would take a miracle. That's not going to be us. It's going to be a miracle. There is a course that's been set. You actually have been a proponent of that. You've been speaking about it. And so we don't just have some miraculous turnaround.
Wow. This is a really defeatist phone call here, Jack.
No, it's not a defeatist phone call. It's what it is it's a realistic phone call, and a lot of it is based on the data that you've passed in the past. So, I mean, when you pass data to us and tell us that, you know, basically we're in an enormous amount of trouble, which is true, we can see that, and then in the next breath to say, we're going to win this thing. We're not. But we better.
All right, listen. You got the wrong show then, bro. Okay? You've got the wrong radio show. Since we're not going to beat anything, go out and party and have a great time. Okay? You got the wrong show. The climate gate is devastating him. Copenhagen is going to fail. They're still going to try to implement all this at the grassroots level. We've got to go out with a winning attitude and engage these people at the local level and take our communities back by standing up against them. The Federal Reserve, we just pointed out all the stuff they're going to try to pull on us. But the beginning of the end is happening for them. And, I mean, I just don't even know what to say where I'm bad for saying we can win this thing. This is a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but we have to reach out to people. We've got to get involved. And I know history, and I know the situation we're facing, and I know we've got a chance to reverse this. Bob, I want to get your take on that call when we come back. People don't understand what attitude is about, and initiative, and knowing we're in the right, and standing up and saying we're going to win. They don't understand warfare. They don't understand info war. They don't understand we've got the truth. We've got the ultimate weapon on our side. They don't understand that the enemy is imploding at every level. Man, that makes me sick.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Look, I'm going to get Bob's take on what we just heard. But first, I just want to say this.
Is it getting
we have better? Gotten into this position where we've been taken over, usurped by foreign offshore banks and corporations because we got an attitude that we're the biggest, we're the best, there's no corruption in government, I could just go play golf all day and never care about who's getting elected or never care about what's happening with special interest, I can just go to sleep. And I know that if we have that attitude, things are only going to get worse. We are having successes that are so giant. The spirit in this country and the world is shifting and awakening. I'm seeing it everywhere I go, in foreign countries, in other cities. Masses of people come up to Alex Jones on the street and say, we're awake, we're fighting. And I'm just one guy. So you may not have a face they recognize, the caller from California, Dave. And so you may think that, that I'm blowing smoke. And you may see decadent, soulless people around you who aren't awake and think we're doomed. I know we're in a lot better position than we were a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. Bob Chapman's been doing this for almost 50 years. Okay, he's an icon in fighting the New World Order, and he doesn't have a loser attitude. And I'm not calling you a loser, sir, but I don't need to be rebuked for getting up here and saying things are really bad, these people are really bad. That's like if your house is on fire and I go, call the fire department, it's on fire. I'm not being negative, I'm telling you the truth. But the fire department pulled up, they put out fires in a couple of rooms, looks like we're going to be able to save the house. If you'll stop telling the firemen to stand down. Okay, now, they told the founding fathers they couldn't win. They've told everybody they couldn't win. They've told inventors they couldn't invent things. It is an attitude, a loser attitude that we have going on here that we've got to rout out. We have to go look at these criminals in government, beat the drum that they're criminals, expose their system, and they will fall because they've triggered criminal operations that are going to hurt people financially. And so even lazy, decadent people are now looking for the truth and rubbing the sleep out of their eyes and getting awake and getting involved. And it is a lie to say that there's no way to stand up against this or to stop this. Look at what's happening. Every time we stand up, we win. The problem is most of the time people don't stand up because they don't have any respect for themselves in this fight. Bob Chapman.
Well, I agree, but I think it's good to have the dialogue and have the other side. Like the gentleman said, I don't believe it. I don't think it's going to work. He understands the problem. He said he did. And his take, you said, is incorrect. I agree with you, and it is incorrect. And the key word, and you mentioned it just a minute or two ago, is we know what the problem is, and we have to have the spirit of American citizens in our country, and we have to go forward and stop these people. And better we should go forward and be defeated than not go forward at all and just give up and give these people world government and world tyranny, and we become vassals of some vast state. We've got to stop them here, and we've got to make sure they don't do it again. And that's spirit. It's just like a sports team goes out, they're going to have interaction with another team, no matter what the sport, and you all talk together and say, look, we know these other guys or these other gals are really good, but we get the spirit, and we really want to win this game, and we're going to do it.
And then you look at the fact that the globalists are a bunch of pot-bellied, wicked, corrupt people. Sure, they've got the money and the power, but it's all fraudulent. If you really look at the strength of the people, we're like a million feet tall, weigh 6 trillion pounds, and they're a 125-pound pot-bellied goblin that's gotten up there full of arrogance and chutzpah or whatever and beat its chest and told us we're beaten, told us that we can't win. I mean, when they were dropping A-bombs on Tokyo or on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the Imperial Japanese were broadcasting we'd lost the war. It's like Baghdad Bob getting up there and saying that the U.S. had lost as explosions were going off behind him. It's a crock of baloney. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.